Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another Biz Connect radio show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is our first show of the new year, and we're delighted to be back. As always, we've got two super guests in the studio with us, and we'll be asking them to introduce themselves very, very shortly. You can follow us on social media at Kent_Biz. We also have a website, bizconnect.co.uk, kentbizconnect.co.uk, where you can find out details about today's guests and also upcoming shows as well. And we also have a Facebook page, so no excuse not to follow us on one of the aforementioned. If you're an Ashford-based business or organisation, we'd love to hear from you as well. Do please get in touch with us and we'll see if we can get you on air to talk about all of the great work that you do. As I said, we've got a fascinating show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking all about careers in the construction industry, perhaps, you know, why they are increasingly under the spotlight in terms of urgency, what we can do really to help promote them more, especially to young people, and of course, perhaps neurodivergent individuals as well, and also, young adult females out there as well who are thinking about their future career. So I think what we should do now is ask our two guests to introduce themselves. To my right, we have...
Hello there, Martin. My name is Pamela Branchett and I'm the HR and ESG manager at Walker Construction.
Lovely to have you with us, Pamela. And to my left...
Hi, Martin. My name's Ellie Farlow and I'm the project management lead at Woodley Coles.
Fantastic. Thank you both. So do stay with us. What we're going to do is play a little bit of music chosen by our studio guests today. And when we come back, we're going to have more of a conversation with Pamela and Ellie. So join us after this. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the Biz Connect radio show today. It's lovely to be back on the airwaves with you. We've got a really super show for you today. We've got two fabulous guests in the studio. We've got Ellie Farlow from Woodley Coles Construction Consultants, and we've got Pamela Branchett from Main Construction Contractor Walker Construction in the studio with us today. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you here. We're going to be talking all about careers in construction. So anybody out there tuned in who is thinking perhaps, you know, that I've got a young adult at home, perhaps they're finishing college, higher education this year. What are they going to think about in terms of career? Hopefully we can kind of give you some pointers and some advice today. But I think what I'd like to do, ladies, if we can, is talk about who you are, your kind of day job, and what you actually do. So, Pamela, can you start us off, please?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, my role is HR and ESG for Walker Construction. So I have varying hats, if you like, but primarily on this particular topic, it's all around human resources, the recruitment of people, apprenticeships, working with colleges, universities, and to engage the next generation into construction. So
absolutely,
that's one of my primary roles within the business.
So as if your job wasn't big enough already, because Walker Construction employ, what, 170 odd people?
That's correct.
They've now given you this new responsibility for ESG, so environmental social governance. So you are also the sustainability manager for Walker Construction as well.
I am indeed. Yes, that's been something that I've been doing probably for about the last 5 years, which started off as a what do you know about sustainability. Mm-hmm. And at that stage it was kind of very sort of, you know, unknown, unheard of, and then yes, that's just kind of grown within the business, and we're being asked more and more when we come to sort of tendering for work what our carbon zero our plan is. So yeah, so I'm kind of working on that as well on a day-to-day, and as we know, we've worked with you, Martin, on our audits each year. So yes, that's another part to the role.
Very much a staple today, isn't it, for construction firms,
most,
you know, being able to align yourselves with the kind of bigger picture net zero agenda in the UK. And
really
important. Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about Walker Construction. What is it that you actually do? You're a local firm, you're based up in Or just down the road in Lymm.
That's right. Yeah, our main head office is in Lymm. We also have offices in the Midlands, so at Verney Junction in Buckinghamshire. So we're a family-owned business. We've been, this is our 61st year, I think it is now. And it was originally created by three brothers, and there are still members of the Walker family who are quite instrumental in the running of the business, and are still shareholders. Steve Walker is obviously the chairman of the company, and it was his father that set up Walker Construction all of those years ago.
Yeah. 61 years ago now, I think.
Yes. So we had a big celebration last
year
in terms
here
of...
Here at Coachworks.
Yes, we have indeed, yes.
Brilliant, fantastic. Okay, thank you for the moment. Ellie, tell us all about yourself, please, and Woodley Coles and what you do.
Yeah, perfect. So I'm Ellie. I recently joined Woodley Coles, actually, about 4 months ago as their dedicated project management lead, having previously spent around 7 years at Atkins Realis, so a big London corporate. Day to day, my role is really to be the client side project manager to help them through the delivery of their construction projects. But I also have a new role pushing new business and job opportunities with Woodley Coles. Wow. I do a lot of networking, and this links in with a role outside of my day job that I have as chair of Constructing Excellence Kent. And previously, I founded a networking group called Generation for Change in Kent, which focuses on the next generation, new talent in the industry, supporting them through their early career journey to hopefully promote more talent in our industry.
Incredible. And that's really what today's show is all about, isn't it? But tell us a little bit, both of you, about how you got into construction. You know, how did that come about? Was it something that you kind of actively were keen to pursue a career in the industry, or did you kind of fall into it? I mean, you're both, you know, you're two leading lights in Kent when it comes to advocating females in the construction industry. But how did it all come about, Pamela? What was your kind of motivation?
Yeah, so mine was purely by chance, to be perfectly honest. I was in retail for quite some time, and I was actually made redundant. So during the job search, I wanted to continue in the human resources field, and I worked for a small medical company for some time. But I knew that actually I wanted to move into a different area, something closer to home as well. Mm-hmm. And the role came up and was advertised with Walker Construction. Mm-hmm. Of course, I applied and I was successful. And yes, it just developed from there. But they hadn't had anybody in doing human resources for some considerable time. And I think the business realised actually we need somebody dedicated to pick up those, you know, that work. So, yes, so I kind of stumbled across it, if you like. It wasn't an area that I thought, I'd like to, you know, like to get into construction.
And how long have you worked at the company for now?
Just over 11 years now.
11 years, gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so just over 11 years. Yeah. So I've seen lots of changes, put lots of things in place.
Yeah.
But no, it's been great. It's been great.
And that's a really interesting point, isn't it? Because, you know, people think about construction in terms of, bricks and mortar and kind of, you know, traditional building skills, which are obviously incredibly important. And that, that is one of the skill shortages that we need to tackle. But it's a very diverse space, isn't it, in terms of, you know, career opportunity.
Yeah, most definitely.
And you're a good example of
that. Yeah, most definitely. I mean, people think, you know, when you mention construction, and I know it's an old cliche, but people tend to think of muddy boots, you know, out in the cold weather. But there's so much more to construction, all of the work that goes on behind the scenes before you even get to that point of laying bricks or building roads, etc. So yes, there's definitely more opportunities, and that's one of our things, is we want to educate people that, you know, just don't think of that. There are so many other roles that that are available. So yes, it's don't discount it. There's certainly, you know, exciting lots of different roles that people can, you know, can develop in.
Ellie, how about yourself? How did it all happen?
Similar. I mean, Pamela mentioned that she stumbled into it, and I think more often than not, the people you speak to in our industry, they also have stumbled into a job in construction. I actually was at university at the time studying languages, so quite far from a career in construction. I never imagined myself joining the industry, and I was on campus and there were new buildings going up left, right and centre, and I thought, wow, that looks so interesting. I attended a careers fair and actually managed to speak to my employer at the time, joined a programme and realised that construction is more around soft skills, so communicating with other people, leadership, and actually being able to give back to community and deliver some flagship projects was something that really excited me.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. I mean, it is a very dynamic space, isn't it? It's kind of continually moving. No 2 days are the same, I would suggest. So, from a sort of personal kind of rewards point of view, what do you get out of the day job, Pamela? What kind of, what makes it kind of tick for you?
For me personally, it's the people. Yeah. In my role, and I've always been, people have referred to me as the mum of Walker Construction, if you like. but yes, it's the interaction with people. It's kind of being able to listen, to be able to support, to develop individuals, and just to see, we've had so many young people into the company, to see them grow, from perhaps a young 17-year-old that's kind of very timid, very, but actually as they've kind of come into the industry, they've been engaged and developed into new roles, the support of people around them and the knowledge that is being passed on, again, which has been mentioned before, Walker's prides itself, we have people that have worked there for 30, 40 years. Yeah. So the knowledge that they have to be able to pass on all of those skills is fantastic.
You often say, don't you, that people either join Walker Construction for a day.
Yeah.
Or they stay for life.
Exactly. Yeah, I think I'm probably a lifer now after 11 years. But yes, it is kind of known. Yeah. You're either there for a short period. But we do also have people that leave and then come back. There's quite a bit of that as well. But yes, personally, it's the people
and seeing people develop. And, which is people kind of often forget. That's a really important part of going into the workplace, isn't it? Developing as an individual.
Yeah.
From a young person through your career. And, if you weren't doing that, then I think, it'd be difficult to imagine, life without that in many ways.
Yes, and I think we've certainly come a long way. The number of apprentices that we're seeing now, the people that are actually, they're approaching us and want to come into the industry rather than us going to find them. Yeah. So it's really refreshing.
Yeah, brilliant. And Ellie, how about yourself? What floats your boat, Dave? What gets you out of bed?
Definitely the people are amazing in our industry. But for me, I think it's the real ownership you can have over your career. If I look back over my kind of 8-year career journey, how much I've developed as an individual is actually astounding. And I think the industry sometimes has a bad rep. People see it as, it's hard graft. And I would argue, it is hard graft, but with that comes great reward.
Yeah.
The opportunities that are available in our industry, if you chase them, are immense. Yeah. International opportunities, you can travel, you can work on some flagship schemes, you can work with some amazing people, as Pamela said. So the opportunities really are endless.
Yeah, fantastic. Good. Okay. Well, look, I think what we're going to do is we're going to play a little bit more music. We've got one of your tracks, Celine Dion, I'm Alive, Pamela. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about what we can do to kind of plug the gap, if you like, when it comes to, how we resource the industry moving forwards. So do stay with us, and we'll be right back after this.
Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the Biz Connect radio show today. We've got two super guests in the studio with us. We have Ellie Farlow from Woodley Coles Construction Consultants, and we have Pamela Branchett from Construction Main Contractor, Walker Construction. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Before the break, we were talking about your personal kind of career journeys and how your career in construction started to kind of where you are today and your motivation and what you actually get from the job day to day. But what I'd like to do now is to just kind of think a bit more broadly about the problems facing the industry when it comes to kind of attracting new talent, whether that be kind of, traditional bricks and mortar people or perhaps more skilled people, but also thinking about, a more divergent workforce as well in terms of attracting females, for example. And perhaps people with, you know, neurodivergent skills as well that they can offer. So if we can just kind of start with some underlying problems that exist, Pamela. You're an HR manager for a large main contractor. You employ 170 people. Fundamentally, what are the problems that you face day to day when you're trying to recruit people into the firm?
Well, there are a couple of things, really. One we know, and in particular our business, and I think it's across the industry, is that it's an aging workforce, you know, so we're having to think about actually replacing those skills. So for us, we do look at and look at, you know, getting new talent into our organization, whether that be through apprenticeships. T levels are becoming more and more popular as well now, so that kind of working with colleges and universities and giving the opportunities for youngsters to be able to come in and do their work experience with us. And we've had some real success with that, because then that often leads on to an apprenticeship as well. So one of the challenges, I say, is an aging workforce, and the other one is just the skill set of individuals. So it's finding those people that actually have got the relevant skills, not necessarily the full experience, because obviously that develops and that grows in time. So yes, it can be challenging. Recruitment is probably one of the hardest elements of my role. And also the shortage of skills out there generally, even right through, not necessarily just on site, but management roles, middle management, even some of the back office roles as well. You know, it's finding those people can be quite difficult.
Yeah, and we were talking about, you know, we mentioned quantity surveyors, for example. There seems to be a shortage of kind of QSs in the industry, and the fact that you've had to kind of think differently about how you can actually perhaps train people up internally to a point where they can do that function, rather than being able to expect to find someone in the open market.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, things have improved in that particular, the commercial side of things. But yeah, we've certainly had a number of individuals internally that have made that transition to actually even from on site to then wanting to come in and do the quantity surveying role, because obviously the development that comes along with that, and, you know, the transition period. But yes, certainly internally, that's something we also encourage too.
And one thing I notice when I do come to your offices, though, is you do have quite a sort of diverse workforce when it comes to kind of male, female people in the office. So you've had some success in that area.
We have. It's really refreshing. And when you come into the office now, I mean, last year when we recruited our recent round of apprentices, actually out of those, we now have three young ladies that are taking on and have joined construction. And that's in sort of management roles as well. Also one lady who's in our bid team. So it's really refreshing, actually. We're seeing ladies, young girls applying for these particular roles, even going into colleges, you know, recently into East Kent and Canterbury, you know, seeing girls and part of, you know, on the plumbing course, electrical, all of those trades is, you know, it's really good. I really like seeing that. It's really important.
And of course, going back to what you were saying earlier, it is a very diverse set of job functions within the business as well. I mean, you know, you and I both work when we're doing our work together with people in accounts. You know, as you said, you know, there's a bid team, you know, headed up by Chelsea. So, you know, there are a real kind of diverse range of jobs that need to be filled.
Exactly. You know, before even the project starts on the ground, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, you know, from estimating tenders, you know,
Sarah,
the accounts,
your buyer.
You know, all the procurement that goes on. Yeah. So, you know, there are so many more roles to construction.
Yeah. And Ellie, turning to you, I know you're very, you're a real kind of advocate of getting young people into the industry and thinking about it. So, you know, tell us about your kind of involvement and approach there in terms of how you go about doing that.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, I realised in Kent there was quite a big gap for networking opportunities for those who were either considering a career in the built environment or maybe were in the early stages of their career. And I myself was going to a lot of networking events, and it was the same faces at every single event, and the demographic was exactly the same. And dare I say the term male, pale and stale, but that's what the room looked like. And I really wanted to change that, because I knew that that wasn't the industry that I was working in. I was working with many females, people from all sorts of backgrounds, and I wanted that to be celebrated. So I started Generation for Change in Kent, which really had the aim of bringing together those in their early stages to network, to build those relationships where in 10, 15 years time, when they're making the business decisions, they've got their connections already.
Yeah, brilliant. And I think, you know, having a network is so important, isn't it?
Yeah, today. Exactly. And I think through doing it, I've realised that actually so many young people share the same passion, the same mindset. And Pamela kind of mentioned it, skills and experience, they can be taught as you go through your career. But mindset, I think, is such an important thing. And there are so many young people who are really passionate and they want to deliver for communities and they want to deliver really good change. It's just harnessing that passion that they've got and helping them along the way.
Yeah, and I think the other thing we haven't spoken about necessarily is, you know, the stigma attached with construction when it comes to mental health, for example. And you know, initiatives like G4C are really important there, aren't they, in terms of, you know, giving people a you know, an outlet other than, you know, the kind of the pressure of the day job to actually have conversations.
Exactly. And you mentioned the pressure of the day job, and that was something I was going to mention. Actually, I think one of the biggest challenges that we face as an industry, whilst our industry can bring great reward, it comes with very high pressured situations, and a lot of people all the time are running at 110 miles an hour. And I think this whole race to the bottom culture where contractors, subcontractors, consultants are being pushed by clients to deliver for cheaper, deliver quicker, and you constantly have these budget and program constraints. In the long term, I would actually say that's curbing creativity.
Absolutely, yeah. Tell us a little bit about some of the events that you run, because, you know, I don't go, but I do see them advertised.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a kind of real kind of social side to everything, but as well as an educational side. So give us the flavour for what you actually do.
So we run quarterly events. Uh-huh. And they alternate between being purely social and networking to being a little more CPD focused. So we would get expert speakers from across the industry, really talking on an array of topics from sustainability through to digital transformation, new technologies that are being discovered in construction, just to give young people in construction the, I guess, expertise in that field to take forward into their career. So there's an education piece, but then there's also the networking piece, which both really are intertwined. So we need the education to be able to deliver our jobs, but we also need the network, because you find that the same faces are in construction 10, 15 years later, and you'll deliver one job 1 year, and then in 5 years' time, you'll see the same face pop up 5 years later. So we wanted to build a community where people felt safe to ask questions that they weren't sure about, find out more about construction, all the technical knowledge, but also create those long-lasting relationships.
And build their careers together, which I think is incredibly exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, and I do believe that there is work for everybody in this industry, and everybody is pushed to put in the best possible bid, and everybody's probably fighting for the same job. But if we work together more and collaborate more, I think it will be better for the future.
So just in terms of eligibility to come along to one of your meetings, how does it work? What age do I have?
It's not ageist at all, Martin. So we set it up to 10 years industry experience. Okay. So we actually find that we have somebody within the group who's in their 40s, mm-hmm. who has recently joined the construction industry, having not been in that industry before. So it's not due to age. It's down to your years of experience.
But by and large, it is younger people focused, isn't it, from what I've seen?
Yeah, I would say naturally, we do attract a younger crowd, up to 10 years experience.
So you run quarterly events, and how can people find out more about that? You know, there might be people listening in today who are working in the industry but have never heard of G4C, for example.
So we are affiliated with Constructing Excellence in Kent. So we have a website which people can go check out, and all of our events are listed on there.
Okay, so look up Constructing Excellence Kent.
Yes.
And you'll find all the information. Yeah. Brilliant. Pamela, I want to talk about apprenticeships, if we can, because I know you're a really strong advocate of bringing people in at that stage and training them up through the business.
Yeah.
How does that work? What does that look like at Walker Construction? Who are you trying to attract?
Yeah, I mean, for the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen our interest in apprenticeships just go through the roof. Prior to that, we struggled to find apprentices, but now I think through the work of the colleges and the universities and with the introduction of T-levels, naturally an apprenticeship follows that, and by that it means that we can train, provide the skills, the experience, like Ellie mentioned, where they'll spend a day, a week at college. There's at Bertram Newton, we use that college, and it's a dedicated CITB construction college. So we send a couple of new apprentices there annually. It's a residential college as well, and it's just basically like a construction site. So you'll see it, you'll turn up. I visited it a few years ago, but it is just like a ready-made construction site. So they get to learn all of those skills and what kind of goes on, and get that experience of what a site looks like and the whole setup, obviously including all of the other things around health and safety at the same time. But yes, for us, we realise that that's the way in, if you like, and that's what we're being asked for by young people, is that, yes, how can we get into construction? And that seems to be apprenticeship route is the ideal way, really.
And are you recruiting for a specific job function in the first instance, or is it a much broader training program?
Yeah, it changes annually, really, depending on where we see the need within the business. We tend to always have where we're looking for ground workers, because again, that's an area that we see where we perhaps are going to have the skill shortage moving forward, with, as mentioned, the aging workforce. But at the same time, we're also keen to bring apprentices in, you know, into management roles, into the other departments that we've spoken about. So it is varied. And as I say, we're seeing this year, or last year, forgetting that we're already into a new year, and we had 7 new apprentices last year, which is our our highest number.
That's
so
incredible.
That just goes to show, you know, how it's working, and people are interested most definitely in getting into the into the industry.
And they could be graduates, for example, that then go on to an apprenticeship program
definitely.
And it sounds to me like you're very active, and I'm sure Woodley Coles is the same, in the kind of the higher education space as well. You know, doing careers talks and going out and meeting young people kind of day to day. Ellie, is that something that you get involved with as well, or will be?
Absolutely. We do. So within Woodley Coles, we have 3 apprentices within our team, and we are a small team, as you know, Martin. So I think that's quite great that we managed to take on that many apprentices, and all of them have come from the local area within Kent, which I think is really important. Some of them even having links with East Kent College. I know Pamela and Walker Construction work a lot with East Kent College. So we will always support local colleges to give talks about careers in construction. We also, last year, I did the same mistake, Pamela, in 2025, we took on a work experience student also from East Kent College, who we intend to carry on employing if we can. So I think it's just that commitment to the local area and local education.
Yeah. And again, you know, there's quite often a lot of stigma attached to the word apprenticeship, but actually, flip that on its head, and it's the reverse is actually true.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you naturally think, oh, maybe 17, 18-year-olds, but it's not. You can be an apprentice. Yeah. And we mentioned, obviously, the connection with the colleges and universities. I think they're now realising how important it is to work with employers to understand what is it you need. How can we make sure that we're up to date with, you know, certain processes and procedures? So we've got a good relationship with EKC currently, and they're all for actually, you know, tell us, you know, how we can improve on some of our curriculum. Maybe we'll go in and do talks similarly to Ellie. You know, we've done mock interviews, you know, help with CV writing, all of those kinds of things, so that they're ready for when companies do actually advertise their apprenticeships. They've got a better understanding of what that means.
That is amazing. And again, you know thinking about money, you know, graduate apprenticeship programs. I think it was actually a Construction Excellent Kent event last year. There was the main contractor talking about, you know, they're paying graduate apprentices 40,000 plus a year with a company car. starting salary. Which is incredible, isn't it?
So, certainly, you know, we're finding with our, you know, our apprentices, you'd sort of think, oh God, it's the lowest of the, you know, the in terms of pay. We pay well above the national minimum wage for apprenticeships, because actually we realise how important how important it is in that investment.
And you want to keep them in the business at the end of it, ultimately.
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. Great. Amazing. Look, I think what we're going to do, we're going to play another music track. And when we come back, we're going to just finish off the show. I'd like to kind of bring everything together in terms of, you know, advice perhaps for people thinking about a career in construction and what they should do about it. So we've got one of your songs, Pamela. We've got the Gypsy Kings. And we'll be right back after this.
Kent Biz Connect on Radio Ashford with Martin White.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for staying with the show today. We've got about 8 minutes or so left to just kind of wrap up our conversation with our studio guests today. We've been talking all about careers in construction. We're so lucky to have two leading lights, female leading lights in the construction industry in Kent with us today, Pamela Branchett and Ellie Farlow. Ladies, just to kind of sum everything up, if we can, in terms of, you know, stigma around kind of careers in construction, what advice can you kind of offer to people who, you know, might be tuned in today thinking about, actually, you know, why don't I give this some proper consideration?
Just don't discount it. Don't discount construction at all. Do some research, because as we've mentioned earlier, there's so many more opportunities within the industry. Don't discount it. Do some research. Certainly, you know, look for some work experience as another good way actually of getting into the company, and, you know, have putting an understanding a bit more about, you know, what that entails and the types
That's
of role
really
that might,
point,
you know, the
it?
Types of roles yeah. that, you know, may be of interest to yeah. you. It's a good exploratory.
So write to you, for example, and say, you know, I'm going to be finishing my GCSEs in the summer.
Yeah.
Can I come and spend a couple of weeks learning all about construction?
Absolutely. And we also get, even before they even finish their GCSEs, I think schools, they do 1-2 weeks work experience, but even before then, and we do, where we can offer it, you know, we do offer work experience. So again, it's a great way to get an insight into actually what goes on.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a key thing that I've come to realise is that, you know, with the advent of AI, and, you know, nobody quite knows, you know, how that will ultimately shake out in terms of, you know, rationalising the workplace and workforce. But one thing is for sure, that, you know, the kind of the standout candidates are the ones that are actually going to end up in the kind of best jobs, I think, moving forwards. And I'm sure that's always been the same. But young people today really need to try harder, don't they? And they really need to stand out, Ellie.
I think so. But I would also, from a positive perspective, I would say that young people are in a really strong position. When you mention AI, they are the digital generation. They have grown up from birth almost with a mobile phone. So what they know about AI compared to people already in the industry can be quite powerful. And I think the advice that I always come back to is stay inquisitive. Had I not asked that question to that site foreman, to then go to the careers fair and speak to my previous employer, I never would have ended up in construction. So never stop questioning, and don't I guess stop believing that you don't have anything to offer, because there'll always be a different perspective. I look at construction not as construction, but more as a platform to build communities, and everybody can play their part in that. So don't be so quick to rule it out, as Pamela said.
And I think you're absolutely right. You know, with the advent of AI, I think young people today are far and away best placed to actually take that forward and, you know, drive the change that needs to happen on a productivity level, for example, in construction. You know, it could be cost management as well. So absolutely, they are the ones, you know, with the best skills to actually drive that agenda. Fantastic. Good. Neurodivergency, Pamela, I just want to kind of touch on that a little bit as well. We're talking about the kind of the addressing the imbalance between kind of a traditionally kind of male dominated industry and actually recruiting more females, which you've been very successful at. But what about when it comes to neurodivergency? What can the industry do more there to encourage, you know, people that can offer those skills as well in the workplace?
So definitely it is an area that, you know, I'm certainly keen to be more involved in. We have been approached previously about it. It stems really from, as we've said, about asking questions, the work experience, that, you know, they just want that opportunity and also to understand actually what it's like, even just coming to work. Mm-hmm. What does work entail? And not necessarily in the industry, mm-hmm. but actually supporting those people and just giving them that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So it is a particular area we know that, you know, we want to do a greater work in. And I would say to anybody also out there, anybody's to get in touch, just to kind of, as I say, explore whether there are any opportunities. You know, we do work with the Job Centre, we've worked with the education people who are paramount and work alongside those with and they're just looking for, you know, potentially those opportunities. Yeah. But as I say, anybody out there, by all means, reach out.
Put your hand up and, you know, knock on our door.
Yeah, because they have very important skills to offer as well. Yeah. You know, we don't want to discount those
and
people.
And if our workplace doesn't look exactly like it needs to look in order to kind of help you fit in, then we'll change it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we'll be disability confident when it comes
exactly.
to that.
One size doesn't fit all. And, and come and educate us as well, because, you know, we don't necessarily have all of the answers, and, you know, so come and educate us.
Fantastic, good. So positivity is the kind of the message that I'm taking from today. Be positive.
Absolutely.
And think positively about construction in particular, because it does offer a fabulous career opportunity, and the opportunity, like you were saying, Ellie, to network with like-minded people and, you know, build that kind of community as well. So thank you so much for coming in, both. You've just give us a shout out, give our listeners a shout out for your respective websites, if you can, Pamela.
Yep, so you'll find us at www.walker-construction.co.uk.
And Ellie?
And you'll find us at www.woodleycoles.com.
And just a final shout out for the Construction Excellence Kent website.
Yes, www.constructingexcellencekent.co.uk.
Put you on the spot there. Fantastic. And thank you to our listeners today as well for tuning in. And hopefully there's some food for thought there in terms of, you know, perhaps if you have a young adult, or perhaps if you're thinking about retraining, you know, as a skilled adult yourself moving forward. You know, I think construction certainly deserves your full attention as a potential career opportunity. We're going to play out. We've got a little bit of Coldplay to close the show. We will be back in 2 weeks' time with two more fabulous guests. But I think all that remains to do is say goodbye for now.
Goodbye. Thank you, Martin.
And thank you for tuning in. Goodbye.